at 7 after the hour as the Good Day Weekend program begins. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side at 888-553-7536. During the course of the next 2 hours, your opportunity to call and ask questions about your health and well-being. What should you be eating? What should you be taking for supplements? What kind of operation do you need? What sort of things do you need to pursue for a healthy you? 888-553-7536. Ken and I were just talking before we went on the air about the shootings in Colorado, and whether or not this is something you and I do not agree on this, and that's okay because I think it's healthy when we don't agree. I don't find anything about this worth a lot of time, other than perhaps to once again, for the umpteenth time, try to figure out what it is that goes wrong with, is it wrong with one person? Is it, I don't know, depending on who you talk to, is 12 people, 14 people. The idea, 38 people or however many wounded, that someone would be this disturbed, this deranged, Ken, this so completely out of touch with reality. How does one person exist like that without other people being of service? That is, noticing. Whether you're trying to help or you're trying to help those who may be affected by him, it's a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual thing that just goes beyond the bounds of one's imagination. And you ask the question, are there warning signs? There have to be warning signs.
Well, I just put my heartfelt feelings out to the family. It's just a horrible catastrophe. I still am moved by this whole thing, haven't been able to get it beyond it. At least 12 people killed, 58 wounded, 11 critically. One of the deadliest mass shootings in recent U.S. history. And a lot of people yesterday were asking me when they first heard about this, you know, are there warning signs? And one of the big concerns is apparently when they spoke to his mom in San Diego, she immediately said, "You have the right guy." And that sent some chills up my spine when I heard that, because unfortunately, in many of these situations, this enormously common human emotion of denial, you know that there's something wrong, but you just don't want to do anything about it. And there are warning signs, and some of these issues are so incredibly unpreventable, but often there are warning signs, and many have been wondering this with me. There is a profile, Doug, but unfortunately it's not specific, so you need to be careful when you apply these profiles. However, there are definitely certain characteristics that do point to the possibility of being a mass murderer. And let's go over some of them. And again, you have to be careful because they're not totally specific. Chronic depression over a long period of time is definitely a feature of people who act like this.
But how do you recognize it? But let's stop with each. Chronic depression, okay? Who is enough of, if you will, an expert, or who's sensitive enough? Who in the family is responsible for understanding or realizing?
Usually, the easy thing is that usually these are teenagers or young people in their 20s. The real age is a teenager up to about age 25 is the most concerning age group who act out as mass murderers. Sometimes it's an older person, and he was, as I understand, about 25. But, you know, when mom and dad hear that your child is not getting up, is sleeping, either not sleeping at all, is not getting up, is not eating, is not taking care of themselves, their apartment's a disaster, you know, these are clear signs of depression. They may even be talking about suicide. Usually people like this are not actually suicidal, and we can talk a little bit more about the difference on how you figure out. But persistent sadness, feelings of feeling blue, you know, not eating properly, sleeping properly, not having any sexual activity, because social isolation is also a feature of people who commit mass murder. They have no place to turn when they get into trouble. And another feature that's very important is that they blame everyone else for their problems. Mm-hmm. People who are suicidal usually blame themselves and then take their life. But people who become mass murderers blame everybody else for the problems. And there's usually, almost always, some catastrophic loss, Doug. Loss of a job, relationship, money in the stock market, being deeply in debt. And we know from this gentleman, he was a PhD student in neuroscience in Colorado, and he was recently eliminated from that program. Yeah. So that was a huge loss. He's a very well-educated, at one point, very bright guy. I heard various stories that are close to or the top in his class at the University of California, Riverside, and then becomes a PhD student at the University of Colorado. So this is a very bright guy who obviously has a lot of problems. There's another key feature. There's often some animal abuse, specifically inflicting pain and suffering on a dog or a cat with personal contact. And here's where it gets a little grim. Either stabbing, mutilating, or suffocating the animal. These are clear signs of somebody who potentially has the capacity to do all this. And again, these are not specific. You know somebody like this. You don't want to jump immediate to a conclusion, but you need to find out, and don't be in denial.
You know, one of the things that we've been in denial about for a long, long time is the role of licensing people to have guns, finding out whether this guy had licenses actually for all of this equipment. Did he get them illegally or legally? If he got them legally, why is it that it is as easy as it is for somebody who is, as you just described, in a state of mind that would certainly, if we were on the ball as a society, we would want as a society to keep this guy from having any guns. And so what's the profile? What is the way of getting a hold of somebody in terms of their capacities to have control, be around weapons like this?
He was well armed. He had an arsenal in his apartment.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as of his means, I have yet to hear, and I'm sure we'll hear as the day goes on, more about these details. But, you know, I heard both sides of these arguments. You know, you get a guy like this who could possibly have it. You know, the only way to protect yourself is to be armed. So, I mean, you hear both sides of this
argument. Well, taking guns into the theater so you can shoot back at him? I mean, how nonsensical is that? You hear that, if somebody had a gun, they could have shot him. I mean, come on. What do you think goes on here? And as we become more complicated as a society and as individuals, because that's really kind of what's going on here, there's a complication. Things aren't as they were. What is, isn't what was. And so we have these expectations and the entitlement theories that many people have that have gone up in smoke in the last 4 years or so. It's very frustrating because we have complicated as human beings. I was just thinking about this. The things that we do to make ourselves fit or fit in, and the things that are done around us to exclude us. There are people, you know, there's the group mentality. You are of this color, so therefore you belong in that group. You're of this religion, you belong in that group. You're of this political party, you belong in that group. You're of this age, you belong in that group. You're in a country, that country is here, and we are over here, and we don't like you because we don't like your country. I mean, this kind of stuff, it goes on and on, and you, if you have any belief in a supreme being or a force that's greater than you are, you gotta ask yourself these questions. And if you don't, then there's something there is. You've riled up something. You become number one. I think that's one of the things. I don't know if you said it in as many words, but the person who is so out of sorts, who is so absent from reality, and that happens to everybody who puts themselves first above everybody else. If you only think of yourself, if it's always all about you, then there's something definitely missing, wrong. it isn't, it can't always be about you. Once in a while, you got to be of service to yourself. But it makes no sense, really, when you get right down to it, Ken. It makes no sense whatsoever. But yet, all of these things keep piling up as we have more and more people. The other thing I'm wondering about here is
whether drugs are not always involved, but I just wonder whether we're going to find out that.
See, you're the that's what I love about you. You're the practicalist. I'm the theorist.
He came from a good background. He didn't come from that good a background.
If he did what he did, there was something obviously, definitively missing in what this guy was all about. The makeup, family. I mean, if you have a close-knit family, you don't miss this stuff. And if you care about other people, you don't let people go off like this.
Well, you know, I would agree with you to some point. Often in families, they're afraid of acting. They're in denial. Yeah. They're concerned that for their own safety, they start bringing to the attention someone like this to the authorities that they may come after them.
Yeah. 888-553-7536, certainly worth discussion. Let's get to some of your calls. Nancy is in York, Pennsylvania, with a question about what's going on with her dad. Hi, Nancy. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi. I'm calling about my dad. He's 83 years old, and he had a stroke about 8 years ago, and the symptoms seem to be getting worse. He has extreme dizziness and fatigue. He really can't walk. He staggers when he walks, and he's seen specialists, and they're basically saying there's nothing more they can do. So I'm calling to find out, is that true, that there is nothing, or is there maybe another doctor he could see?
Great question.
Trying to get an idea what to do.
Yeah. So Mary, before seeing the specialist, has he seen a good generalist, a good internist or family doctor, and had a good overall head-to-toe examination and, just going over the basic things? He's not anemic. His potassium's not low. His heart rate's not too low. His blood pressure's not too low. His thyroid's okay. Just some
had
routine.
It all.
I'm sorry?
Had it all. Had it all done. The family doctor, the regular doctor, all the tests, everything.
And they checked his heart also?
Yes.
And
he does have a pacemaker, and he does take medication.
And they can't find anything wrong?
They can't find the cause of the extreme dizziness, and it's getting worse.
Has he been to an ear, nose, and throat doctor?
Yes.
And they looked at his inner ear, they looked at his brain, and none of that is an issue?
Yes.
Huh. And his family doctor is just at his wit's end.
Yes, that's what it is. He's even been to a major medical hospital, saw a neurologist, saw everything.
What are they on? What's their working diagnosis?
Basically, live with it. And
no, that's,
he can't
that's,
live with it.
That's
Doctor, you can do a little thinking about this for a couple of minutes. Maybe he'll come back with something that'll help you a little more, Nancy. 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we have 23 after the hour. 888-553-7536 is the phone number to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We have the medical news of the week and breakthroughs, a lot of information on what you're doing in your life, what's going on in your life. I think one of the things that is of concern, this heat, as it envelops much of the nation, Ken, people getting sick. They are not taking care of themselves, and there are lots of wonderings with regard to that. I don't know if you want a postscript to Nancy before we move on, but I think that there doesn't seem to be enough information. Is that the way you render the conversation that you're having there?
Well, I just think that it's hard for me to believe, at least with the doctors that I work with, that you go to that many doctors and then you ask them what's the diagnosis and then they say you live with it. That doesn't connect. And if that's what's happening, you have to step back and maybe go to a larger center in a bigger city and start off with another group of doctors. But you know, that's not something that doctors write for their diagnosis is live with it. You know, a good doctor, if they can't make the diagnosis, they refer to somebody else who maybe can. And it just sounds to me like there's some information gap right there, or you need to go to a bigger medical center and a bigger community and try and start over.
All right. 888-553-7536. Here's James in Abingdon, Virginia. Hi, James. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, James.
More importantly, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Well, then we would wonder why you called.
Well, my question is, on my cholesterol situation, my total cholesterol is 177, and my LDL is 92, and my HDL is 32, which is low, and the triglycerides is 279, which is high. And I'd like to know what to do to bring down the triglycerides and bring up the HDL.
Well, great questions. You know, there's a long molecule, this cholesterol, James, as you well described, and we need a little bit of it because it forms the walls of the cells, and also it's involved in sexual hormones, so you need a little bit of it. But when too much of it is present, especially of the bad variety and the triglycerides, it forms these plaques in the circulation throughout the body, and blood can't flow. The triglycerides, they get elevated for a number of reasons. How's your blood sugar?
My blood sugar is AIC is 5.6.
Oh, that's excellent. Good job. So one of the reasons triglycerides goes up is because the blood sugar is uncontrolled. Yours sounds like it's fine. Other reasons include you didn't fast for 12 hours, you're not at ideal body weight, your thyroid function is inadequate, taking in too much of the bakery goods, the white flour goods, sometimes too much alcohol can do it. Are you at ideal body weight? Is your height a little short for your weight?
I'm a little overweight, yes.
Well, you see, your triglycerides are not too horrible. We would like it to be fasting after 12 hours under 150, And I bet if you got down to ideal body weight, cut back on the white flour products, how much alcohol do you take in a day?
I don't drink nothing every day.
I only drink
once in a while, okay, which is, might be three or four beers.
Okay, well, you can't have it all in one day. That's, a guy, moderate alcohol is 1 to 2 drinks per day, a woman 0 to 1 per day, but you can't drink on Saturday night, Monday through Friday. So you don't want to have more than 1 to 2 beers in any day, because excessive beer will definitely increase the triglycerides also, James. Do we have time to go over a little bit about getting the good cholesterol up?
Well, I think that we talk a lot about in all of our situations here of late what Cardiol has meant. And I wondered, as we were talking to him, whether Cardiol is a good step for him, Ken.
Well, his bad cholesterol is 92, and Cardiol especially works on the bad cholesterol. It works a little bit on the triglycerides. Are you a diabetic? But Cardiol might be a good shot for him, but I think with diet alone he'd get down, unless he has a history of coronary disease, he'd be able to get down to his targets.
The cholesterol conditions that you and I talk about in triglyceride and mentioning Cardiol may be worthwhile for us to spend a minute on what you think in terms of reducing cholesterol levels this product does, because when people ask that question, it seems naturally you've suggested it to your patients.
Absolutely. It's especially helpful when the bad cholesterol is elevated, but you haven't yet developed any known plaques in the circulation.
Yep. Bad fats in your blood, triglycerides, high cholesterol. Users report excellent results in 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. All you have to do is take a capsule a day, and you'll see the difference in 30 days. And because these folks understand that it will work for you in 30 days, they want you to try a free 30-day supply of it so you can see for yourself. Go to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/Ken, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you go online, or call him 888-809-6424. It's 888-809-6424, or cardiol.net/Ken for the Dr. Ken free trial, 30 days free of Cardiol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, we're at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air with medical questions from you. Blog at drkenshow.com in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. A lot of great information this week, as usual. Summertime. We started to talk about heat and humidity. And before we get back to our callers, Ken, I thought maybe you might want to spend a moment or two giving people what may seem to be common sense. But is it really? Do you have to remind people about having enough water and making sure that their body is covered appropriately away from the sun? What do you put on your skin to protect yourself from the sun? You and I have had many conversations about vitamin D and whether it is worth the risk not to put the sunblock on because your body needs it. What are your advice? What's your bottom line here with all
sure,
this?
Sure, let's talk some tips about preventing heat-related illness, Doug. And the best defense here is prevention, but there are some prevention tips. You want to drink more fluids, and these should be of the non-alcoholic variety. Regardless of your activity, don't be fooled into thinking you're not going to be doing much outside. It's hot. You need more fluids, and you want to make sure that they don't contain alcohol or large amounts of sugar, because these actually make you lose more body fluid than replace your body. And you also want to avoid the very cold drinks, because all they do is cause a lot of stomach cramps. Stay inside, and if at all possible, stay in an air-conditioned place. If you don't have air conditioning, go to the shopping mall, go to the public library, and even go to the health department if you have to. Electric fans can help, but when the temperature is above 90, they don't prevent heat-related illness. You want to wear lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, Doug, and never, ever leave anyone in a closed park vehicle. And although one at any time can suffer from the heat-related illness, some people are at much greater risk, Doug, from these than others. The people who are really especially at risk are infants and young children, people age 65 or older, people who have mental illness, those who are physically ill, especially with the people I see, heart disease or high blood pressure. They're going to get sick a lot sooner. So if you're physically well, you feel fine, don't assume everybody around you is doing fine. And you want to visit these adults, family and friends. This is time to be very friendly. Visit these folks at least twice a day who are at high risk. Closely watch them for signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. And obviously infants and young kids need a lot more watching during these times.
All right, there you go. Some advice from a man who has the ability to give good advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Good Day program, here to take your calls. Email to drken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. We'll pass along some of those as we have time. Your calls continue now at 888 55 DRKEN, and Jeff is in Vero Beach listening to WTTB. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Morning.
My 19-year-old son, I want to say 8 months ago, 10 months ago, was diagnosed with supraventricular tachycardia. Since then, we've had him down to the Cleveland Clinic in Weston and had an ablation done. And the doctor indicated that when he saw that he took care of the issue. This morning, at about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, my son's girlfriend woke us up and said, "Kevin's on the floor with a heart issue, and he's having heart problems." So we go into and he's laying on, curled up almost in a fetal position in the bathroom. We got him up into the tub, got some cold water on him, asked him to do his coughing routine, which helps, my understanding is, kind of reset that heart. After things settled down a little bit, he was sitting in the living room telling us he felt like his heart had stopped for like 20 seconds.
Where is he right now?
He's in bed.
Well, you need to get him over to the ER right now.
Right now.
And get him checked out.
Right
now. You don't want to assume that everything's okay. And are you with him?
I am not.
All right, he should obviously not drive. You know, you can call 911 if you have to, but he needs to get to the ER and get checked out immediately and see what's going on. He needs to be on monitor, you know, because this can happen again and something's not right.
All right, so the call ends and you go get him and you bring him over to the ER.
Make sure he doesn't
drive.
Right
now. Go get him right now, sir. 888-553-7536. No resistance. You get him. You don't let him say, "Oh, no, I'm not going to go." You get him. And you take them there. That's your job as a parent. Debbie's in Elliott, Maine. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
What's up with you?
Hi. Good. I have a question for you. I recently have been seeing a doctor who had determined through some saliva comprehensive testing that I was very low on progesterone and as well as on testosterone, and my estrogen levels were high. And we went through some natural hormone replacement pills of progesterone for about 3 months, which seemed to be effective. However, my energy level and some of the other indications suggested to him that I should start some testosterone cream, and I've been taking that every morning on my forearms in a cream dosage. And I've noticed in the last, and it's been about 6 weeks, and the only side effect that I really noticed in a detrimental way was not really even an acne, almost like a rash right from my scalp line almost to the end of my neck. And I wondered if that had anything to do with it and whether it could be more of a concentration, because the first 3 weeks I didn't notice anything.
Debbie, testosterone definitely can cause acne, contact dermatitis, dry skin, and all of the above, hair discoloration. At the site, it can also, where you put it on, it can cause inflammation or pain. I've seen it cause itching, burn like blisters under the skin. It can all turn red. You can get little vesicles.
Would it actually happen at the site? Because I don't put it on my face. I put it on my forearms.
It can happen at the site, or you can have some of the skin issues that I mentioned.
Okay.
It can happen all of the above. Let me ask, the person who recommended this is, I would guess, not a traditional gynecologist?
It is. It's actually an obstetrician gynecologist who's sort of, I don't think he necessarily has, like, homeopathic
This is not somebody who practices alternative medicine.
No, it is not.
It's a traditional physician.
Correct.
Okay. All right, because I'm against that. I just wanted you to get an opinion from both sides before you start giving yourself hormone replacements.
I have to share that I did actually start off with a naturopath, or can't think of her credentials, but I, you know, did see someone. However, my insurance wouldn't facilitate a cost.
And I'm not against that. I just want you to get both opinions from both edges. And did the first provider recommend the same thing as the current provider?
The first provider provider actually recommended that I start off with the progesterone, and we did do that. However, I had quite a health issue and had to have a partial hysterectomy in between. And then when I resumed going down that path of dealing with the high estrogen levels and its side effects, I ended up getting referred to someone so that the cost and my insurance, you know, and he resumed. He basically repeated all the tests, took all the test material from the previous provider, and surmised that I, at that point, was very high on estrogen, you know, and
Debbie,
that it was, yes?
Debbie, time to go back and get this reevaluated because the treatment plan is not working. You got to go to Plan B.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Debbie. Plan B. 888-553-7536 to connect with Dr. Ken. You listen to him for a while and you understand why people like his methods, like his thinking, like his practical approach, gentle approach to what's going on. Here's Jerry in Westport, Massachusetts with another apparently good question. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. It's been going on for 2 or 3 years, very rarely at the beginning, but more prevalent now. What happens is my eyesight starts getting really fuzzy, and it's almost like when your TV screen snows up. And it lasts for about 15 minutes and goes away, goes away gradually, and then goes away altogether.
Is it in both eyes or just one eye?
It's in both eyes.
It's in both eyes. And are you allergic to doctors?
No, I've been to the doctor. I mentioned it, and he didn't seem to. He said, that's some silent migraine. He said, that's really nothing to worry about.
It could be. I mean, that's one of the many possibilities. Was this an eye doctor or your general primary doctor?
My general primary doctor.
Yeah, because I want you definitely to go and get to see an ophthalmologist, an MD who's a physician, get the pressure in your eyes checked, make sure you're not having glaucoma, make sure that there's no evidence there that the retina is having any problems. You're not diabetic, I hope?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and I hope they listen to your neck with the stethoscope, and even if they didn't hear anything, any noises in the neck and the carotids, you know, you might even want to get the circulation checked, make sure that the carotids are wide open. But
I get my eyes checked. I wear reading glasses. I get my eyes checked every 2 years.
Uh-huh. By an ophthalmologist?
Well, it's an eye clinic. They have ophthalmologists.
Okay.
They have optometrists.
Have you personally seen the ophthalmologist or only the optometrist?
No, I saw the ophthalmologist the last time.
Were you having this transient blurred vision?
Yeah, but it wasn't much of an issue. I didn't even mention it.
Okay, Jerry, you know, I'm not telling you what you want to hear. You got to go back. You need to tell the ophthalmologist exactly what you're telling me, and they'll do a number of tests to see if there's something going on with the eye. This could be migraine headaches occasionally present with these auras with unusual associated signs or symptoms, and it could be. Do you get migraine headaches?
No.
Okay, so
I very rarely get a headache.
Okay, so Jerry, it doesn't make sense that what you're being told, does it?
No.
So why wouldn't you yesterday go and tell the ophthalmologist exactly what you're telling me so they can get a very good look in there and make sure that everything's going okay, and make sure someone listens to that neck and considers doing a carotid ultrasound?
Sounds like pretty good advice. There you go, sir. 888-553-7536. What a great variety of your questions being pursued by Dr. Ken. See, this is the most ideal circumstances that exist here, Ken. People in their honesty and you in your honesty, that's what makes this all work, because you can't fool yourself. You can't. A lot of people are in denial. God love my dearest friend Edgar. He was in denial, or he just didn't want to. A deal. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Edgar, who was my manager on my dairy farm, died a week or so ago, and he had a heart attack, had signs of it, and just chose to ignore them because he didn't like doctors. And this is a guy who has several degrees, and very smart, and just everybody loved him. He was so accomplished in what he did, but he had this blind spot, and I tried to get him over. I mean, a lot of doctors I don't like much either, but when it comes down to some obvious signs, the trail is pretty clear, and you know, unless you don't want to live any longer, I don't know whether that's part of it. I don't know. I mean, I just am frustrated by that, and I hear it sometimes with other people. They don't like doctors. Okay, what does that do for you? What does that do for you?
Exactly. Look, you know, you were asking me about staying well in the heat. We didn't get to if you have to go outside.
Yeah.
Can I just mention?
Please. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, because if you have to go outside, just try to limit your outdoor activity to the morning and evening hours. Usually before 10 a.m. and after 3 p.m. are the best, and even earlier and later if possible. And if you got to go outside, you want to drink at least 2 to 4 glasses of cool non-alcoholic fluids, but not very cold each hour. And if you're going to be out more than an hour, you probably want to think about a sports beverage to be included there. Just watch the salt content if you're on a low-salt diet. And just try to rest often in those shady places. Doug was mentioning before about what to do about protecting the skin. If you're going to be out in the sun, you want to wear a wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses, and you want to put on some sunscreen. SPF 15 or higher is the most effective. You want the product to say broad spectrum or both UVA and UVB protection on the labels.
All right, how about that? Got it? 888-553-7536. Ken, the highlights of this week's health newsletter that go out to people who subscribe, go to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. You'll see the newsletter. Ken puts a great deal of effort into that every week. There's always a new topic, an issue, a thread, if you will. So what do people learn from reading our newsletter this week?
I hope you had a chance to receive this week's newsletter, because this is one that we're really proud of. It's the latest information about heart health, information that your doctors are reading in the last few months in their medical journals, practical information you can quickly add to your lifestyle. This is just a wonderful bit of practical information. It's all free.
All right, check that out. Plus, later on during the program, Ken updates you on the latest from the FDA and some other drug news. A lot of it this week, a lot of activity there, so you'll want to stick around for that. Good day, weekend, good day, health with Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Make note of that number. When you have a question, you are not doing yourself a favor if you don't ask the question, nor are you doing a lot of other people a favor. If you've got the question, other people, there's so many people listening. More people listen to this program for medical information on the weekend than any other show of its type that's available. So, obviously, you'll help a lot of people with your question. Don't hesitate to call us at 888-55-DR-KEN.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hours, we continue our Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along my friend and doctor and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I put my body where my mouth is. And that's, I entrust it to Ken. If I do, you can. And by the way, not only here on the air when we get together every weekend, but you can see Dr. Ken as a person who's needing a consult with somebody who really gets it. You call his office in Florida, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, and go down and have a trip, go to Disney World and have too much ice cream and popcorn or whatever, and then go see Dr. Ken. He'll analyze and sort of address what the problems are that you may be having, your concerns. Much of it is psychological. What bothers many of us, if not most of us, starts in our brain, the mind-body connection. And then, you get into the way you live sometimes and how you think, the stress that it causes on your body, things that you worry about, all that stuff. There are ways to relieve that and understand how to relieve it. And Ken is a great key to moving forward. So I would strongly recommend, if you have some of the issues that you hear him talking about as a cardiologist, that you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO and set up a time. All right, let's get back to the folks on the phone who want to talk to you. Edith in Albemarle, North Carolina. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Edith?
That's right.
All right. Yes, ma'am. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Dr. Ken,
hi.
For about a year and a half, at least, maybe longer, I don't know when it happened. It was not sudden, but I don't remember exactly how it just started. But over the in a year and a half, I just constantly, just every few seconds, I belch and burp. And I have so much pressure up under my ribs. It's just like my stomach is like a balloon that's been inflated. And I have to, release and belch. And that goes on all day until I lay down at night and my body's laying flat. And then it stops. But the minute I get back up the next morning, it starts all over again. I have been to a digestive clinic. My gallbladder is fine. I had the endoscopy. That was fine.
So they didn't find any reflux, GE, gastroesophageal reflux?
No, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So they've done an extensive evaluation, Edith, and they haven't been able to find the cause of your excessive belching. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Well, normal belching, which this may be, can due to air ingestion from rapid eating or carbonated beverages or gum chewing or smoking. Do any of those factors affect you?
No, not really. I have read and done my homework about this this problem, and none of those apply to me. And he has been tried me on gas gas medicine, acid reducers. I have tried so many different medicines.
Edith, if this is normal in terms of you don't have any anatomic diagnosis, excessive belching is usually from just what we call aerophagia, where you just swallow too much air, air swallowing, and often it's subconscious. So you just have to slow down the eating. Don't be anxious. Get the steam out of the air, because often anxiety can do this, cause a lot of belching. And just stay away from carbonated beverages. Do you smoke?
I do smoke.
Because that can do it. And do you chew gum?
No, sir.
Okay, I have a feeling that, you're swallowing air from rapid eating, or it's just or you just are and you're not aware of it. Or, and the smoking has an effect on this. And that, those are the causes of belching when there's no other disease associated with it.
Mm. Well, at the present time, I'm taking erythromycin. The only thing he tells me now is that there may be a bacteria where...
Well, there may be a H. pylori that they're talking about. Are you overweight?
I am.
Because that, too, that also may be having a factor here. Think about getting off the cigarettes.
Yeah, stop smoking. That'll fix a lot of your problems. 59 past the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.